Hey, it's Anna Sale, and I want to thank you for listening to Death, Sex, and Money, where I explore the big questions and hard choices that are often left out of polite conversation. You can hear new episodes ad-free every week on Amazon Music, where you can find Death, Sex, and Money and all of your Slate favorites without the ads.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of four episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.
Hey, it's Anna. You may not know this, but I actually got my start in local news in West Virginia, where I grew up, and then at my home station of WNYC. And I am joined today by one of my colleagues who works in the WNYC newsroom, Nancy Solomon. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Anna.
Hey, we go back. I particularly remember 10 years ago when we were both covering the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, and I got sent out to New Jersey and had nowhere to stay, and you let me stay in your attic for like days.
See, it's funny because I remember it the other way. I remember that you came and saved me because you brought me a can of gas and I was out of gas and I was freaking out about how I was going to go out and do reporting at this crucial moment without any gas. And you brought this can that saved me. Plus, it had this fantastic backstory because, of course, all your stories do, where it had been given to you by like Court Justice David Souter, I think. Is that right?
Yes, this was the famous gas can that for a year I kept in the back of my Honda Accord that when I had run out of gas while covering a Republican debate in New Hampshire when I was covering politics, I ran out of gas on the side of the road and this nice gentleman pulled over and helped. And I only discovered at the very end that it was former Supreme Court Justice David Souter who helped me in my time of need. So it was a famous gas can. And of course, during Sandy, all the gas stations were closed. I just remember that yellow tape where you were driving around going, oh my gosh, if I run out of gas, it's as if civilization is on pause and I don't know what I will do. So I'm very glad I had that gas can to help you out in that moment of need. But we are not here to just talk memories. We are here to talk about another important story that Nancy has been covering out of the state of New Jersey. She's got a whole new podcast out about it. Nancy, tell us what you have been working on.
So I've been working on this for 2 years. It's called Dead End, a New Jersey political murder mystery. And it's a story that starts with a brutal death of John and Joyce Sheridan. And there are problems with the investigation, and it becomes a tale of one family's attempt to get their parents' reputation back. And it's also a story of one state's problems with incompetence and corruption.
So you're doing this reporting after the death of John Sheridan and his wife, Joyce. Who did you talk to? Who do we meet in this podcast?
Well, I brought a bit of tape for you. This is me talking with Chris Stevens. She was Joyce Sheridan's best friend.
I don't feel comfortable talking about this because I don't believe it. And neither does Bob. And neither do any of our kids or our friends. Anybody I know does not believe that that happened.
I'm not sure why what about it makes you feel uncomfortable and you don't need to say, but...
Because I don't believe it. And I think it's a false accusation and that this family has to suffer like this. And then to bring it back up again. Why'd you bring it back up again? Because something came up and you have to investigate it. And I understand that. But I don't have anything else to say except that I miss her, and I miss John.
Oh, Nancy, I'm looking so forward to hearing your reporting on this, not just you do such a great job with all of your political reporting about helping us understand a place as kind of weird and hard to understand from the outside as New Jersey. And then you always have this beating heart of real humans at the center of it. You heard it right there. It's a true crime podcast, but you don't leave out the grief, the costs, the sadness that comes as a result of losing people.
Yeah, this was a real tragedy.
What is the podcast again so people can find it?
Dead End, a New Jersey political murder mystery.
Got it. Dead End, a New Jersey political murder mystery. You can find that podcast wherever you listen. Look it up, listen. And Nancy, congratulations and thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna.
And listeners, one more thing I want to tell you. My book, Let's Talk About Hard Things, is coming out in paperback. And I'm celebrating with two events next week, one in San Francisco and one in New York. We are hosting karaoke sing-along book parties. The idea is we are gathering to sing our hearts out to songs about hard things. Because like talking about hard things, singing together about hard things can be very cathartic. In San Francisco, the event is Tuesday, May 3rd at Manny's, with special guests including Al Letson from the podcast Reveal and Tobin Lowe from This American Life. In New York, the party is the evening of Friday, May 6th at the Green Space at WNYC in Manhattan, with special guests including Tracy Clayton from the podcast Back Issue and Jeff Hiller, who played my favorite character in my favorite television show this year, HBO's Somebody Somewhere. Information on how to get your ticket is in the show notes. I would love to see you there. Okay, that's it. Switch over right now to check out my colleague Nancy Solomon's podcast. It is called Dead End, a political murder mystery, available wherever you listen to podcasts. I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home. And you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks.